Gretchen Wilder is here to talk about her new comedy series, These Thems, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi, Charlotte. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your new comedy series.
So it is a fully narrative comedy series in 7 episodes. It's a digital series, so each episode is around 10 minutes long with a little bit of a longer finale. But we deal with an intersectional cast of characters in New York City. And the 4 main characters include a newly out lesbian who's trying to make up for lost time, a non-binary educator who is determined to help train the straight, a trans-masculine best friend who is faced with the possibility of outing himself at work in order to apply for a new queer account, and then kind of a hot mess of a gay best friend who is looking for love when we meet him. There's a lot of education in there, but everything is handled through a really loving lens full of laughter and humanity and connection. So that's my show.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
I was inspired over the course of a few years, really. I wrote it a lot with my parents in mind, actually, because I felt like it was really difficult for me to explain my community to them. I found it was difficult to explain to them specifically why I'm a cis woman and I identify as a queer femme, and so I tend to date people who are on the more mask of center spectrum in the queer range, which means that when I would bring home girlfriends to my mom, she was very confused because she would say, well, they look like boys. And there wasn't any real representation of someone like me dating and having, like, a healthy experience in that. So I kind of wanted to create that format with them in mind and also kind of for my younger self. I was thinking, like, if I could have something like this when I was younger, things would make more sense. And additionally, I feel like there's so much evolution that's happening with the queer community that even queer people can't keep up sometimes. And so another inspiration for this show was to just be able to navigate that issue and bring light to it, again, in like a humorous, loving sort of way that everyone can relate to, queer or not.
What do you hope to accomplish with These Thems?
Well, the big goal is to get the show picked up so that it can be distributed all over the world with a bigger production team so that we can bring on more writers and actors and characters and all of that. But really, when it comes down to the heart of it, the goal for These Thems is to create positive change for our community, to bring accurate representation to a media platform like this, and to, yeah, really spread joy and love. You know, I feel like the queer community deserves a funny rom-com that is just good vibes. And so that's what I made for us.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
So I always want to make people feel good. I want to make people feel good in my everyday life. I want to make people feel good with my work. And yeah, you know, honestly, I feel like I was put on this earth to create change, and I was given all sorts of interesting, weird gifts, and really just want to bring about positive, loving experiences for audience members and to really challenge them on what normal looks like, you know, humanity looks like on a deeper level. Because when we get down to it, queer people are just like anyone else. We're all the same. We all come from the same situations, life experiences. We share these things. So I really want to be able to challenge everyone, especially straight audiences, to start viewing queer people just like anyone else.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration, especially as we head into the 2020 election?
I really see our community being a champion for the future, honestly. I feel like we are adaptable with change. We know how to change. We know how to evolve within ourselves. And the world needs that right now. The world needs revolution. It needs evolution. It needs compassion. And moving forward into this election, I really would love to see queer people be the forefront of this big wave of change that is coming. You know, it's interesting because you asked me earlier what my inspiration for creating the show was, and I told you, but how I actually started writing the show, I started putting pen to paper the day after Trump was elected. I was out in North Carolina doing a musical production of a show and was pretty unhappy doing that because the character that I was playing was a pretty stereotypical female character written by cis white men. And then the election happened, and here I was in this, you know, very Trump-heavy state doing this show, and I went home that night, and I was like, okay, well, if that's the state of the world, then I need to do my part in changing the world. And so this show came about and was kickstarted because of Trump getting elected. So I really hope that people take this sense of urgency with needing to right all of these wrongs and doing your part in what you can. My part was using my artistic and creative endeavors to create change, and other people need to see what they can do to get him out of office, for sure.
With LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
My advice would be, it gets better. I love Dan Savage's campaign, It Gets Better. It really does. You know, this is a subject that's really near and dear to my heart. And whenever I hear of a teen being bullied for being queer or questioning, it's devastating because I feel like at the bottom of it, at the heart of it, all of us have been through some sort of ideal that we can relate to. And my advice would be to reach out to anyone, to a friend. The Trevor Project is a wonderful resource. You can also, like, oftentimes even kids reaching out via social media to people who they look up to. You know, that's a great way to reach out. Just always know that you're not alone, and that I don't think I've even met a queer person that hasn't experienced the dark night of the soul before. So just know that you're not alone, and that we all experience awful situations. And you know, I really hope that they do surround themselves with love and with compassionate people. And also, honestly, watching this show, I think, will bring a lot of joy as well, because it's nothing but positive examples of how to navigate life, really, as a queer person.
How can people get information about these thems?
Thank you for asking. The best thing to do is follow us on social media. So we are on Instagram and Twitter, and our handle is @these_themes. And if you're old school, you can go to our website, which is www.thesethems.com, or Facebook, which is facebook.com/thesethems. We will be releasing online in early November, so the best thing to do to stay updated is to go to our social media, or you can directly subscribe now to our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/c/thesethems.
What other projects are you working on?
Right now I'm working on season 2. I'm working on the outline of that and starting to figure out how these characters evolve. I'm also currently working on writing an original pilot for something completely different in the baby development phase, so no spoilers.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish people would ask me how they can better the world. And the only reason I say that is because I feel like if we all woke up every day and asked ourselves, what good can I bring to the world today, I think the world would be a better place.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
You know, I do. My favorite quote of all time is actually a Lucille Ball quote. And the quote is, I'm not funny, what I am is brave. And I channel that quote a lot when it comes to my performing, but I also channel it in life a lot. I feel like bravery really shows its face in different ways. And it's no good when you're living life smaller than you need to be, or dimming your light for anyone or any situation. And so I like to think, how can I be brave today? What can I do And I use that a lot in my humor and my comedy as well, to just really express myself and to really move forward. And when I am feeling down and depressed and feeling, you know, loss of hope, which absolutely happens all the time, quite frankly, I go back to that, you know, I'm not funny, what I am is brave. And I think to myself, okay, how can I be brave today? What does that look like? What does it look like when I put down my guard and just be who I am in the moment? And I never regret it.